Transferring to Puget Sound, advising and registration. Once you have been admitted and made the decision to attend Puget Sound as a transfer student, the Office of Admission prepares an advising file for you and sends it to the Office of Academic Advising. The file includes your application materials and an evaluation of the credit you are bringing from your former institution, as described in our Credit Transfer podcast. At this point, you will be assigned an academic advisor who will assist you in registering for classes. If you come to Puget Sound having indicated an intended major to admission, you will be assigned an academic advisor in that major department. If you have yet to select a major, you will be assigned an advisor in the Office of Academic Advising. When the assignment is made, you will receive a letter giving you contact information so that you can communicate with your advisor, select classes, and register for the coming semester. Before consulting with your academic advisor, open course offerings on your Cascade account to review open and available classes and make a tentative schedule. Keep in mind that 4 1-unit classes is the typical Puget Sound load, and that 3 units is the minimum full-time load. Once you have prepared a tentative schedule, contact your advisor. Your advisor will talk you through your options and then provide you with a 4-digit advising code, which will permit you to register for classes. The most challenging aspect of preparing a first-term schedule is gaining an understanding of Puget Sound core and major requirements and being clear about which requirements your prior coursework will meet. The most valuable tool for this purpose is your Degree Progress Report, also known as your DPR, which is available on Cascade. Its functions are fully described in another of our podcasts. For now, I'll call your attention to 3 critical elements of the DPR that will make a difference in your planning. You'll understand this better if you open your DPR while listening to this podcast. First, the front page gives you an overview of all university degree requirements except the major. 8 courses required for the core, the foreign language requirement, and the upper division requirement are all displayed here. You may click on any underlined requirement for more detail about what it is and how to meet it. Once your transfer credit is posted, often at about the time classes begin, you will be able to see here what core and degree requirements you have already met. Like many incoming transfer students, however, you may be registering for classes before your credit is posted, or after some but not all your credit is posted. So the hard copy credit evaluation document you and your advisor have received may be your only way of knowing how your credit fits Puget Sound requirements as you plan your first semester's work. Second, toward the bottom of the front page under Credit Evaluation, you will find detailed information about your transfer credit when it has been posted, and the number of units you have been awarded for that transfer work. Click on any underlined entry here, and you will learn more about any course equivalents you may be bringing to Puget Sound. At the very bottom, you will find the total number of credits you have earned toward the 32 units required for graduation. Third, in a maroon bar toward the top of the page, you have the option of previewing a major, if you have not already declared one. Click on this, and a new screen will appear showing you the requirements of any major you might choose. Once you declare a major, this additional screen will appear on your DPR, along with general university requirements. On both screens, courses that have been approved to meet requirements will automatically fill into the appropriate boxes, turning the color of those boxes from yellow to white when completed successfully. As a student at Puget Sound, you can watch your progress as the many boxes on your DPR turn from yellow to white. Your DPR is the tool both you and your advisor will use to plot appropriate class schedules each term. You might also want to view curriculum guides for the majors you are considering, since they will help you sequence your major requirements. These guides appear on the Academic Advising webpage under View Degree Requirements, as well as on the departmental webpages of most academic departments. Your advisor can also talk you through the best sequencing choices you might make in meeting requirements. If you are like most transfer students, you will have many questions about how Puget Sound is crediting the coursework you brought with you to the university and how it fits into your academic program. Your advisor is one useful resource for answering your questions. Puget Sound's credit evaluators in the Office of the Registrar can also help you understand your starting point and what requirements remain for you. Remember, there are many people here to help you at Puget Sound, and all you have to do is ask.